CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Spit it out, boy.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast on demand for your convenience. Ari, we're just in the middle of talking about next week's Taste Test Tuesday, which arrived in the mail finally. We had Rod suggest fermented Swedish fish,
I'm
which is called...
I'm not doing it. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm not doing it.
It's called Surströmming. You should see the can. It's like exploding open with all the fermentation or something in there.
Actual yuck. Like...
Apparently it really stinks. People online, when you watch them tasting it, gag when it opens at the smell. We already did the...
The thought of it is my... yuck. What was I don't really eat fish as it is. Like, I eat fish.
What was the fruit called that stinks that we did? Rena gave it to us.
Oh, that yellow thing. Oh, my God. What is it called?
Durian fruit.
Whatever it is.
Durian fruit.
That was close.
Now, that was pretty stinky, but I reckon it's going to be worse, so I don't know.
I'm going to have to give you my phone and you'll have to connect down the line outside.
Because I think it might be best.
I don't think we should be opening this fishy fish in the studio.
Only out of respect for everyone else that works here that doesn't choose to be part of Taste Test Tuesday, because it'd be sort of funny you gagging at the smell too, don't you think? Even if you're not trying it.
Look, okay, maybe we need to put that... Maybe we do a vote. Maybe we put that to a poll on Instagram.
What?
On Monday. Do we do it in the... I could smell fish already.
You know what they're going to say? Do it in the studio. It'll be more entertaining.
But at least if the listeners have told us we have to, then, like, you know, no excuses.
Yeah, we've got it in writing then.
We've got it in...
Print that poll out and give it to the bosses.
Exactly. What? And then, like, we'll need to know what spray or, like, how can we get rid of the smell once it's here.
Yeah.
Is going to be the second thing.
That's not going to be easy, is it?
It's not like we can both go
these
outside.
Studios don't breathe well.
No, which also could be pretty entertaining.
We could
just like leave a little in there for Des.
Just leave the can open in there.
Morning, Des. Saw Martin doing the news.
Yeah, Studio
Imagine
3.
Imagine halfway through the news.
Yeah, if he starts gagging on Tuesday, you know why. On today's show, though, we spoke to Ed from Shouse.
Oh, my God. So excited.
We put the question to him as well about the chopped orange.
Exactly. So we're not going to give it away.
No, of course not. We spoke to another wedding couple for our giveaway.
Yeah, we sure did. Taylor and Nathan. Bless their cotton socks.
And we celebrated the 11-year anniversary of Rebecca Black's Friday.
Friday. Gotta get done on Friday.
And we didn't have dog news today.
Well, we did.
We had Snoop Dogg news.
Snoop
But it was
dog.
About Snoop's dog.
Yeah, so it's still dog news.
Yeah, Snoop's dog. We had Snoop's dog news. So all that's coming up. Look forward to it. Here it is.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, old.
Morning, old. What up, players?
What's the latest?
The latest?
Yeah, you were out late. Launching. You were launching hard.
How funny. Yes, went to the NWBU, so the Northwest Basketball Union, season launch. Let it rip, y'all. Super excited for basketball to be back.
Yeah.
Which was pretty cool. They had a panel. It was at the Ulverston. It was on the wharf. So we had food, some nibbles, some pizza, by the way. Delicious pizza buttons. Yum. didn't even know they made pizza. They had a panel, got to find out some more deets. Yeah, it was just, I would tell you the details, but I feel like I just woke up again and I can't remember them all right the second.
You're out late.
And you didn't want to go because you were like, oh, bedtime's 7, and I now feel like I probably should have gone to bed at 7.
Well, at least wind down time is 7, but I was actually asleep before 7 last night, so...
The life of breakfast radio. Well,
I'm also sleeping extra. I'm, like, changing my medicine from the classic antidepressant Lexapro to some atypical, weird, experimental thing called Valdoxin.
Okay.
The type of medicine when you're at the chemist, they all talk amongst themselves and go, oh, that's the one that you have to do this and this, that. That's that new one. Blah, blah, blah. You have to say that. They all go, oh, that's that one that they probably had meetings about.
Because it's super new.
Yeah. So it also means it's expensive.
Oh, yep.
And I'm a bit of an experiment. I need to get blood tests and see how I'm going.
Oh,
all this.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have to like sign a form or something to say that you're like a part of it? Or
nah, it's not that new.
Okay,
just new enough to be expensive and for them to still have to check in, see what's up.
But, so it's making you tired. So you have.
Well, you feel a bit weird when you start these medicines, and also I'm coming off the other one, which makes you feel weird. So
Okay.
But, yeah.
Well, probably wise that you didn't go then last night. just rested, had a little bit of a sleep. Do you need a bed on the couch?
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
Okay. Just checking. I think. We'll see. I mean, we'll see, won't we? Only one way to find out. That's to broadcast the entire thing. Yeah. Here we go. The Killers.
Morning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 107.7 CFM.
10th of February today, Ari, means it's your mate Tess's birthday today.
Yeah, huge happy birthday.
Happy birthday, darling.
Hello, darling.
Also coming up on today's show, hey, how about this? We're going to talk to Ed from Shouse. So he'll be our friend.
Oh, I love it. So excited. I'm a little bit nervous about that interview, to be honest.
You're scared of him?
I'm just a little bit nervous, not going to lie.
You'll be fine. Don't worry about it, all right? You'll be fine. I believe in you.
Thank you.
And we've got a little giveaway on our Facebook.
We do. It's back to school this week. And, I mean, it's flooding my news feed on Instagram and Facebook. So we thought, why not give you something to win?
Mm.
You know, let's do a little bit of a freebie.
Yeah.
We have got a family pass to Don River Railway to give away for two adults, two children. All you need to do is just comment on our Facebook post, share your photos with us. Back to school. It can be the kids going back to school or maybe you having a good time at home solo while they're at school. Either or, we don't mind. But just pop a photo in the comments celebrating first week back at school this week, and you'll be in the draw to win a family pass to Don River Railway. And we'll announce that tomorrow morning during breakfast because it's prize giving Friday tomorrow. It is Thursday today, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, just, no, I was like, oh, the brow sweat started.
CFM Tasmania on Facebook to potentially win that family pass to Don River Railway.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
What's going on down there at the reception desk?
Nothing, why?
Call 1300 655 922.
We'll be playing Who Dat after 6:30, and our Who Dat today is Bill Murray.
Yep.
You know Bill Murray?
After I googled him, yep. He's in Zombieland, isn't he? He plays himself.
He's in Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Lost in Translation, the greatest movie of all time, as we know. But he's also known for his just being a down-to-earth fella. He just hangs out with people.
Does he?
Yeah, like over the weekend at this golf tournament, the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, which means like pro-amateur. You got pros and amateurs competing in this golf tournament.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Bill Murray's there competing. Apparently back in 2020, he did some tequila with some fans who just handed him tequila, and he repeated the same feat this weekend just gone.
Yeah! Let's go! What a boss!
As you can hear, they're confirmed boss by the fans. What a boss.
What a boss. So he just hangs out with fans.
Yeah, or even people that aren't fans. He just strangers, just civilians. Like, there's all these stories about him turning up to random house parties and just helping do the dishes.
Really? What a humble dude.
And apparently he doesn't have an agent. He's just got a hotline. You call and leave a message. And if he decides he wants to do your movie, he'll do it.
Are you serious? No way.
Yeah, so apparently Sophia...
But he's, like, pretty famous.
Yeah.
Like, he's in lots of movies.
Yeah, he's been famous for a long time too. But Sofia Coppola, who made Lost in Translation, apparently she wrote it with him in mind, the part, but it was very hard for her to get in contact with him to even ask him to do the film because he doesn't have an agent. He's just got a weird hotline number where you leave a message and stuff. He's hard
to... What a humbled way to be famous.
Someone's even written a book about it. It's called The Tao of Bill Murray, Real Life Stories of Joy, Enlightenment and Party Crashing. So that's Bill Murray.
That actually would be such a good book to read.
I've got it. Do you want to borrow it?
Do you actually have it?
Yeah, I've never read it though. I've just had it there. Still haven't read it, but maybe you could read it first.
Yeah, okay.
Tell me if it's good.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference. Who
dat? Who dat? It's time to play Who Dat. Adam's going to play a clip A, a clip B, and a clip C. Which one is the real Bill Murray? If you know, give us a call, 1300 655 922. If you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Mind Games in Burnie.
All right. Is Bill Murray clip A, B, or C? This is clip A.
You know what? They should just keep calling it Sea Park. What the hey? It seems like a good name and it's working for them.
Is that Bill Murray or is this Bill Murray? Clip B.
He calls me and I'm not in and I return his call. He's out. He calls back, gets him on my machine and I call him back. He's under sedation.
Is that Bill Murray or is this Bill Murray? Clip C.
Mini pizzas and delish desserts make this Italian eatery a must.
That's hard. That is hard. Chris Hemsworth was easier yesterday. Bill Murray.
Hey, I think the coach can do it. 1-300-655-922. Which clip is the real Bill Murray?
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Ethan from Devonport is on to play Who Dat. I'll give you the clips again, Ethan. This is clip A.
You know what? They should just keep calling it Sea Park. What the hey? It seems like a good name and it's working for them.
Clip B.
He calls me and I'm not in and I return his call. He's out. He calls back, gets him on my machine and I call him back. He's under sedation.
Clip C.
Mini pizzas and delish desserts make this Italian eatery a must.
Ethan, we want to know which one's the real Bill Murray.
It'd be B.
He calls me and I'm not in and I return his call. He's out.
Correct, Ethan.
Ethan, I'm impressed. To me, that was hard, but you got it right away.
Yeah, I remember a few Bill Murray movies from when I was a young fella. His voice sort of stands out really well.
Have you seen that one? It's Where the Buffalo Roam. He plays Hunter S. Thompson. I think we lost Ethan.
Oh, no. We've lost him.
Ethan, call back. We need your details.
We need your, your phone number.
Especially winning a difficult one like that.
I know. Anyway, when you get back to us with those details, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Mind Games Bernie.
And the other two clips, by the way, were Chris Farley, comedian Chris Farley.
Nah.
You might know him from a lot of Adam Sandler films. But thanks, Ethan. Call us back, please.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Go Northwest Thunder.
Go Thunder.
Go Basketball.
Go Basketball.
Thunder, Imagine Dragons on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. 9 minutes to seven. Ari, why don't we have a quick look?
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
No. All right, Ari, 10th of February today.
Very special day.
Happy birthday, Tess.
Happy birthday.
Is that what you're saying?
Yep. You said it, but yeah. I was just thinking it.
On this day in 1788, way long ago, 1788, thousands of years ago, that is.
Mm.
Australia's first wedding ceremony took place in Sydney between Henry and Susanna, a couple of first fleeters.
Okay.
Very first wedding in Australia for you. Happy about that? What do you mean? Why are you looking at me suspicious?
Like, how do they know? You know what I mean? Like, how do you actually know that that was the first ceremony?
Well, there are, like, written records when you get married, are there not?
Yeah, but they could have, someone else could have had a ceremony who's, like, not done that paperwork.
But then it wouldn't have been legally binding, surely.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
On this day in 1973, Rest Point Casino in Hobart, Australia's first legal casino opened.
What?
Yep, Australia's first legal casino.
Hobart.
Rest Point Casino, Hobart.
Your fave place to go, by the way.
I love it every time
you're like, I'm going to Hobart, I'm like, going to go start the casino.
Just stayed there last week.
Free parking.
Yeah, I love the free parking. You just go in and park. They don't sting you. They don't go, oh, by the way, now that you're here, give us 50 if you want to keep your car. Just park. Go in. You know?
Yeah.
There's all different bars and restaurants just in the same complex. Cocktail bar.
You froth it.
They got that new green.
It's all updated too now, isn't it?
Yeah, the casino bit is, yeah.
Yeah.
So I tried to go into the old casino bit to have a look, and it's like, where's all the roulette and everything? And it's like, oh, that's in the new bit. And it's like, why is this even open? There's nothing in there. But they were like, oh, we're closing it soon, but some people sit in here and have a drink or whatever. And it's like, just close it, bruh. What? Like, they have to hire some poor security guard to stand there and explain to people, this is the old bit. Just close it off. Yeah. On this day in 1991, The Simpsons made its television debut in Australia. Actually debuted a couple of years earlier in the United States of America, but
The Simpsons.
On this day in 1993, Oprah interviewed Michael Jackson. 62 million Americans watched. which made it the fourth most watched entertainment program in US TV history, and it was his first interview in 15 years.
Hit! You gonna do it?
Hit! Jamone! And on this day in 2011, this little number was uploaded to YouTube.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Becoming a viral smash hit.
It was like honestly the worst song. It was so bad. It was so good.
Well, there was that bit where she's just like fun. It's got 158 million views now on YouTube. So she's done it right. She's actually grown up. She's still makes music that's quite good. It's not annoying.
Friday,
she's got a good voice and a good attitude these days.
Oh, well, that's good.
But her music's not annoying enough, so no one's heard it. Like Friday.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning.
Morning, Ari. Good morning, all. How you feeling?
Feeling all right. Bit weird today. Mm. I did wake up pretty much bang on the middle of the bed. Hasn't taken long to be moving over.
Right.
Yeah.
You'd be on the edge, would you?
Well, you stick to your own side, but when there's no one on the other side, you're like, well, I've got this whole space.
Spread out like a starfish.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop. Go this way, go that way. Find a cool spot, find a warm spot. I was thinking, though, last night, when it comes to winter, I think I'm going to have to get a lecky blankie.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because
I never really needed one. Because I had, like, a personal one.
Yeah.
Now I don't have that personal lucky blankie. I'm going to have to maybe just get a single one, so one side of the bed is warm and one side is cool.
Well, my electric blanket, you turn it on both sides, so you can turn one side on and not the other side.
Oh, yeah, that's a fair point.
So we'll only heat one side.
Could get one of those.
Because if you get a single one and you put it over a queen, it's not going to wrap around mattress.
I've got a king bed. I was just going to put it on one side.
Oh, so what, you have two mattresses together?
No, it's one full mattress.
Well, how do you put it on one side? Because it wraps around like a fitted sheet.
Oh, I thought you could just lay it on, like, I thought you could, I guess I haven't bought an electric blanket in a very long time.
You do that, it'll slip off. What are you thinking?
Don't need that.
Coming up this hour, Dog News, Word Sanger, and we're going to talk to Ed from Shouse, all before 8 o'clock.
So excited.
Plus movie ticket giveaways. Stay tuned.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Got ticket giveaway.
We sure do. Did you forget what we were doing or something?
No.
Okay.
Well, I almost said ticket giveaways, and then we just have one.
We have a double pass for you to go see Uncharted, Tom Holland, damn, and Mark Wahlberg as well.
You like a bit of Tom Holland, do you?
Yeah.
Is that why you said damn?
Well, I mean, it's a good movie to watch.
But you find Tom, in it. You find Tom attractive?
Don't know. He looks a little young, doesn't he? Sort of.
I actually
don't know.
I'm not sure. I can't picture him, but Mark Wahlberg, I know him.
What do you mean you can't picture him?
If I saw him, I'd know him, but they're both in this film.
Think
Uncharted.
Of Spider-Man.
Oh, which one is it? Which Spider-Man is
the
he?
The young one.
The last one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do know him. I know Tom Holland. Yeah, him and Mark Wahlberg star in the action blockbuster Uncharted in cinemas February 17. Mm. You can score an instant double pass by phoning us on 1300 655 922. We want your opinion on something. So it was 11 years ago on this day that this was uploaded to YouTube.
It's
Rebecca Black Friday, just call us on 1300 655 922 with your opinion. What's a more annoying song
than that?
Than that.
Friday. Probably more annoying is me singing it.
There you go. There's an option. I think you said off air, Baby Shark.
Baby Shark. Jellyfish.
1300 655 922. What's a more annoying song, do you think? What song annoys you more than Rebecca Black's Friday? 1300 655 922. Just answer that. Tell us your opinion, and you'll instantly get a double pass to Uncharted in cinemas Feb 17, starring Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning
on 107.7 CFM.
Anne from Burnie is on the line, and we just want to know, in order to score yourself a double pass to Uncharted, what's a more annoying song
it's Friday,
than that?
Oh, God. Oh. Do or da diddy? Can you remember that song way back?
Do what a diddy. No,
yeah, I'm way sure back.
We can probably find it.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, it's annoying, but it's got a good beat to it. But one of those, like it or you don't.
Da diddy.
We're just going to get it up.
Yeah, let's listen. Do. I mean, you've got that double pass.
Thank you.
Do why diddy diddy?
Do why diddy.
Is it do why diddy diddy?
Yes.
Okay. I think we found it.
You're Hang probably going to get an ad.
I've muted the ad, don't you worry. We've got it loaded, Anne. We've just got to wait for the ad to run. This the one?
Oh! Yep. There she was, just walking down the street, singing.
Oh, do a diddy diddy dum diddy do. That's the one, Anne?
Yeah, it's the only thing I can think of with some sort of lyric in it, you know, that repeats.
Yeah, right. That's a blast from the past. Thanks,
yeah,
Anne.
Yeah, thanks for that. Well done. That pass is yours. Just hang there. I'll grab your details.
Thank you.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Now, I've got dog news, Ari, but it's not just dog news. It's dog news and it's Snoop Dogg news. So earlier in the week, old Snoop, he took to Instagram to reveal Frank, his French bulldog, had gone missing.
No.
In southern Los Angeles.
Someone took his bulldog?
Well, he just went missing. I think he escaped.
Or did he just lose him?
I think he just lost him. So he was missing. He was like, help me find Frank. But he also took to Instagram to say the French bulldog had been returned. Some people returned him, and he had a message for him on Instagram.
Yo, want to thank y'all for returning the dog back to us. We appreciate that. Frank made his way back home. We appreciate all the love and the support we got on Instagram to get the dog back. And to the lovely couple that brought the dog back, I got some gifts for y'all. For looking out. D-O-Dub. Appreciate y'all.
Now, we don't know what the actual gifts are. It's a mystery, but
imagine finding Snoop Dogg's dog. And then returning it and, like, out of the kindness of your heart, because it's a poor little Snoopy who's lost from his home.
Mm.
And then it's Snoop Dogg's dog, and then you get a present.
Yeah, you ring the doorbell, he opens it, Snoop Dogg standing there. It's like, yo, thanks for returning the dog.
Snoop Dogg's dog.
Don't you love, most people would be like, oh, I'm so grateful, like, Frank's come back, thanks to the couple. But he says it's so gangster, even when it's about
he's
missing dog, like, thanks for returning the dog.
Yo, want to thank y'all for returning the dog.
Yo.
So, yo, yo, so y'all smooth, Snoop Doggy
for
dog.
For returning the dog. But with Frank back in the hands of his rifle owner, Snoop can now get back to business, and that's getting ready to perform alongside Dr. Dre, Eminem and Mary J. And Kendrick Lamar at this year's Super Bowl halftime show, which I didn't realise. I'm always interested
in. That's happening this week. Is that this
14th, so next Monday for us, Sunday for them, yeah. I didn't realise that was the halftime entertainment either. That's going to be huge.
That's going to be mass. Eminem, Snoop Dogg, can you repeat the rest?
Mary J. Blige, I can never say that name properly. I always get it wrong, so that's why I said Mary J. the first time. And Kendrick Lamar is also.
That is going to be epic.
Mm.
And it's like the one thing I watch out of sport is the halftime show for the Super Bowl.
Well, I like to watch the Super Bowl. I don't usually watch American football except that game. It's just sometimes interesting.
Oh, how exciting. Yeah, that's going to be amazing.
And Snoop's going to be in a good mood.
Yeah, because his doggy's back.
Thank you all for returning to dog. No, I just want a dog. So all's well that ends well for Snoop and his dog, Frank.
Oh, bless. Dog. No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog.
Dog. And I want my dog to be in films. Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Ed Sheeran on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast, 21 minutes to 8.
Word Sanger.
Something.
You got me good again, didn't you, Ads?
Why is that?
Turn the mics on early. I like to listen to the entire song.
But we have to come back and talk. Okay. That's how we get paid to do that. You know, it's our job. Is to talk.
It is time and to play games as well. Mm-hmm. It's time to play Word Sanger. Theo, the man himself. You're going to say the
supreme gentleman.
Yep, thank
I thought you were going to do that.
It's going to give you two words that you need to give us a buzz on 1-300-655-922. Tell us the word that goes in the middle of the sanger. If you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Theo, supreme gentleman.
Sup, Theo.
What do we got today, man?
Your words for today are zombie,
and Rover.
Zombie. And Rover.
The accent threw us off a little.
It's an Adelaide accent, sorry.
It is not. Zombie and...
Rover.
Rover.
Zombie something, something Rover.
Zombie and Rover.
1-300-655-922 if you know what goes in the middle of our sanger.
Word sanger.
Something.
Dinger from Strawn.
Dinger.
Yeah,
we're good. How are you, Dinger?
Yeah, not bad, mate. Just head down the bay, do some work.
Nice. Oh, wonderful.
Thanks for listening. How
I froth this. Sup, Dinger?
Do you stream us online or?
Yeah, got you going through the lawny.
Good on ya.
Oh, my God, I absolutely love this. Okay, Theo, give us those words again for Word Sanger.
Your words for today are zombie and rover.
Zombie and Rover. Dinger from Strawn. What goes in the middle of the word sanger?
It wouldn't be land, would it?
Let's check in with Theo.
The word for my sanger is land. Zombie land. Land Rover.
Dinger's done it.
Ah, you've done it, Dinger.
Ah, beautiful.
Well done. Congratulations. You are in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Oh, nice. Cheers for that.
No problems. Good luck tomorrow for Prize Giving Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, just hang there. We'll grab your details.
Right. And say hi to everyone in Strawn for us.
Yeah, matey.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
It's CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. We're joined by Ed. Ed is one half of the Melbourne duo Shouts. You'll probably know their song Love Tonight. Thanks for joining us, Ed.
My pleasure. Good morning.
I do need to settle a debate, Ed. Some of our team at work have possibly said it different ways, have pronounced it as S House and Shouse.
Yeah, look, we kind of let people do what they want, but technically it's Shouse, but you can say what you want. But Shouse, S House, it's all good. We like the mystery, really.
Oh, yeah, nice. Okay. Well, let's keep it a mystery.
Yeah, sure.
It has been a little bit of a debate here in the office. Oh, such a cool name as well, even if you do pronounce it S House or Shouse.
Thank you, because we went through so many years of thinking it was the worst possible name we could have come up with. But, you know, once you pick a name, you're stuck with it. And sometimes it's the hardest part of being in a band is coming up with a name.
So what was the process of that like?
It's a long story, but... really, we were talking about the Safety House program. I don't know if you're aware of it. In the old days, it was kind of like a program to help kids, and we were talking about being a space of shelter for musicians and music and collaborations and things like that. And Safety House didn't work, so then we went to S House, and then we went to Shouse, and then people have interpreted that in many different ways. But we're just happy to let those interpretations keep rolling over.
Cool.
That is such an amazing meaning behind a name.
Yeah, you know, we were trying to find a space where it's safe to collaborate and come together and experiment and elevate our friends, really, which is what the whole project is about.
Nice.
Oh, that's amazing.
So the name sort of does originally come from S House, so yeah. I guess everyone's right.
Yeah, exactly. So they're kind of right. That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, wonderful. And how did you and Jack become together?
Well, Jack and I, we've been friends for maybe 7-8 years, best friends, really, and we just met at a nightclub and got chatting. One of those long nights where you have those big chats about, oh man, we should do music one day, let's get together in the studio, which don't normally eventuate.
Yes.
But in this case, a couple of days later, we found ourselves in the studio in Collingwood in Melbourne, and actually the first song we ever wrote together was our big hit Love Tonight, which we just made jamming on a couple of keyboards and drum machines. But yeah, you know, we met in a nightclub, talked about our love of music, and then we realized that through making music together.
That is so cool. And you're right, those chats at nightclubs usually don't end up being anything.
Yeah, I know. But here we go. Now we've got an international phenomenon on our hands.
Yeah, well, there you go. If you do eventuate those chats and then you get together, the first thing you wrote is Love Tonight. Huge hit last year. So when did you start to realise that Love Tonight was taking off as a hit?
Yeah, well, it's a funny thing because, as you probably know, it was like a five-year-old tune that we just made with some Melbourne kind of colleagues in the underground Melbourne music scene. And, you know, the song did okay in Melbourne. We played it out. We had our fun. We kind of did what we expected it to do, which is, you know, pop up and then kind of fade away. But then, strangely enough, some DJs in Lithuania found it, started playing it and uploading different edits online. And about 4 years after release, it just started to, the stream started going up and up and up and up. And then a couple really big DJs, Vintage Culture and David Guetta, did their edits of it, which we were just, remixes of it, which we just were utterly astounded at. And that kind of took it to the next level. And the last year, 2021, was just an outrageous explosion of streams and interest and contact. And, you know, we flew over to France last year to play Paris Fashion Week on the streets of the Opera Garnier, and just played a lot of pretty ridiculous gigs. So, you know, it's just the little song that wouldn't quit. And yeah. Somehow the world embraced it and made it their own, and it kind of became an anthem of the release from the lockdown of the pandemic.
Yeah, what's well, such a good song.
Yeah. Oh,
thanks.
I definitely froth it.
Good to hear. Get around it.
You got a new single, Won't Forget You. What can you tell us about this new one?
Yeah, so Won't Forget You, again, like it's been 4 or 5 years since Love Tonight, and all the comments on our song, people saying they want to hear something similar. So we're giving the people what they want. We got the choir back together, and we wrote a song about basically all the people that we've been kept apart from for the last few years because there's lockdown, separation, closed borders and things like that. You know, your mum, your best friend, and all those people we used to just meet incidentally out, like how Jack and I met at the nightclub, that we aren't really having those experiences at the moment or haven't been for the past few years. So this song's kind of about that and them, and that we won't ever forget those relationships, and that soon we'll be back together soon. So we've got the choir together. Another big anthem of love and connection, because that's what we do best.
Yeah, awesome. Think about all the musical duos that haven't formed over the COVID times because people can't meet.
So true.
Exactly right. I mean, that's real.
Do you have any tour dates on the horizon?
Yes. So we are playing, we had a Melbourne Music Week show that got postponed. I think it's been pushed to May. We're playing Strawberry Fields in March. And we had a bunch of others that got cancelled, unfortunately, but we will be heading over to Europe in June, July, August, bit of September this year for lots and lots and lots of big festival dates, which is really exciting. And, yeah, we're really lucky to be over there. Hopefully all our, you know, friends and other Aussies can get over to, who can make it, can get over to Europe for a bit and maybe enjoy a summer of freedom.
Oh, how exciting. Europe, summer, shouts, get together. And talking about love and connection, Valentine's Day is coming up around the corner. I just need your help settling a bit of a debate Adam and I have been having this week. It's very political. Like, I know you probably don't want to answer this, but Terry's chocolate orange, is this a yay or a nay gift for Valentine's Day?
I'm a yay for that. Yeah,
yes, everyone's on my side.
Are you kidding
me?
Yeah,
I'm proud.
Oh,
yes, Ed.
Sorry.
I've been outvoted by absolutely everyone except for Adam's girlfriend. She's on my side. Well, technically, I'm on her side.
Yeah. I got your back, Adam. Don't worry about that.
Thanks, Ed. Because you got my back, I'm going to play your new single now. It's Shouse, Won't Forget You. Here it is on CFM. Thanks, Ed.
Thanks for having us, guys. Enjoy.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Adam.
What an honour to have listeners in Strawn.
I know. Honestly, bless.
We've gone statewide.
So I know. Bless it. Does bless it. Go on, sort.
Does that mean this is a network show?
Oh, we'll just claim it. Whatever. We'll claim it.
I mean, it doesn't mean that, but you know. Coming up.
You didn't say good morning.
Good morning.
All.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all.
Thank you.
Including those in Strawn. You know what's exciting? Coming up before 9 o'clock, birthday book, Chorus Kings. And we'll place another call to one of our wedding couple finalists.
Oh, my God. You can vote now online at cfmtaz.com.au. The five finalists are up on a line. Could be walking down the aisle at Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens. All thanks to Pop-Up Weddings Tasmania and Burnie First National.
You know what else I'm excited about?
What?
Remember in Halloween, I dressed up as the Riddler?
Yeah. Leave this.
And Jerry, the boss, he came up, shook his head. He was like, the Riddler. He hasn't been in a film for 20 years. Well, the Batman. It's coming out next month. Guess who's in it?
Riddle me this.
The Riddler's in it.
So you can rock your outfit again.
I feel responsible for that, to be honest.
Whatever.
I'm sure the film was already made by last Halloween, but still.
You're feeling pretty proud. And you've got your cool shirt on too for everyone listening. Adam has a Pizza Haven shirt on again today.
Pizza Haven. It hasn't been open for 20 years. That's what I'm all about.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Hey, this is Ed from Shouse. You're listening to CFM.
That's our friend Ed from Shouse.
Except for he didn't side with me about that orange chocolate, did I?
He confirmed. Once again, it's 4-0, I believe. Terry's chocolate orange is a perfect Valentine's Day gift, and that's all I need to get.
I'm actually going to the supermarket, and I'm going to show you a picture. And might I add, off air, Adam goes, you know, it's not my favourite chocolate. I just thought it'd be funny to talk about it. So you started it, and it's not even your favourite chocolate. And guaranteed at the supermarket, it's in the bottom corner. It's not on eye level, because it's not a popular one.
Yeah, we'll see. Hey, we'll get to the bottom of it. I'm going to put a poll up online.
I'm getting revved up about it again.
I reckon I'm going to win this poll as well.
You probably will.
Put it up online. Yes or no, is it an acceptable Valentine's gift? But yes, Valentine's coming up on Monday, so get your little write-ups in on the Wall of Love on our website.
A shout-out. Should we do some shout-outs? Should I open it?
CFMTAS.com.au. You can leave a message of love to someone special in your life, including a pet, and you could win a $50 voucher to Secret Buddha Cafe. You'll always feel welcome at Secret Buddha Cafe. Escape to paradise every day.
Just saying, the top one that I've got on the Wall of Love at the moment is to Jack from Takesha.
Oh, look at
Happy Valentine's Day to the most special person. It's been one hell of a ride. Here's to growing more with you each day. Yep.
They grow together, you say.
Yep, you've helped me more than you'll ever know, Nutella. Love always, CFM Street Team Takesha.
Oh, Nutella.
We've got Nathan from Nathan.
That must be our own Nathan Whittle.
Maybe he was just testing it. Hey, dude, I absolutely love you to bits. I love your energy, your taste in music, and how much you really care about people and things. You can be a handful, a mess, and complex to the point of ridiculousness, and it makes you utterly unique. Your mate always, Nathan. P.S. You're finally on the radio now. After all these years, you legend. To Nathan from Nathan.
Ah, oh, romantic.
Go, Nathan.
Romantic.
So, yeah, the shout-outs. I honestly thought I was going to be reading other people's shout-outs, but the top two were from us.
Well, we've got Ben from Danny. Thank you for being my partner in life for the past 5 years. Happy anniversary. Don't know when this was submitted. It may not be today, the anniversary. You are simply the best, and when I count my blessings, I always count you and our beautiful daughter twice.
Aww.
I fall more and more in love with you each day and every day, and I can't wait to be your wife and get to spend the rest of my life with you by my side. I love you to the moon and back, Savage Garden, and beyond. That's Buzz Lightyear. That's to Ben from Danny.
So. There's another one here. Happy Valentine's Day to my amazing husband. I am so lucky to find one special person that I can annoy forever. Always remember that I'll always need your love and I will always love you, but a little bit of a present now and then doesn't hurt. Lol. I love you, Benjamin Rockcliffe, from CFM Street Team Ren Ren.
Oh, are you just reading out staff members?
I didn't mean to. I just started reading, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, to Ben from Renner.
All right.
My bad, y'all. My bad.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
What's going on down there at the reception desk?
Nothing. Why?
Call 1-300-655-922.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Birthday shout-out time, Ari. First, we've got to give a big happy birthday to your friend, Tess.
Yes, happy birthday! Woohoo!
Excited to hang out at the big Sprayton Harvest Fest.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited, actually. I'm really excited to hang out at the Petting Zoo.
Yep, she'll be down there.
Animal section and get our face painted.
Jerry Shears, Boss.
Oh, yeah, Boss Man's coming too. Super excited. He's also playing tennis on Friday. We're watching that as well if anyone wants to join us.
We've also got birthday shout-outs through the CFM birthday book online at cfmtaz.com.au. These are all in the draw to win $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport, Marquee, Photo Booth, plenty more.
Sure is plenty more, like Valentine's Day decorations. I'm looking at you, Adam, just as a reminder for Monday. Okay, Matty from Ulverston. Happy birthday, Matty. One of the hardest working and best blokes at Rare Earth. Love your neighbours, Rochelle and Cole.
We got Wayne Pilgrim from Devonport. Happy birthday, Wayne. Slash Dad from Jack, Haley, Trevor, Melissa, Angus and Cameron.
Jackie.
What did I say, Jack?
Mm.
Sorry, Jackie.
Just in case. Anastasia from Frankfurt, wishing our daughter a very happy first birthday. Full of love and laughter, love mum and dad.
Go, Anastasia.
Go, Anastasia.
We have Indy O'Halloran from Wynyard, wishing our little girl a very happy seventh birthday. Have a fun day at school with all your friends. We love you, mum, dad, Emily, Mia and Parker.
Yes.
Amali?
Yeah, I think Amali.
Amali. Maybe.
We're struggling today, aren't we? Maddie from Ambleside. Happy 12th birthday to our baby girl, Maddie. Have a wonderful day celebrating. Love, Mum, Michael, Kens, M, Will and Monty.
Don't forget, get your birthday entries in at cfmtaz.com.au for your chance to win that $50 voucher to spend at Peppermint Parties.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Between the two of us, we make sure we get something wrong in that birthday book all the time.
Oh, but I know. We're so sorry. But sometimes, we're not all with it,
but the great
we?
Thing about you listeners is you keep us humble, you keep us in check. So we have someone on the line at 1-300-655-922 that wants to correct me, I believe.
Mysterious now.
So mysterious. What can we do you for?
Just a quick call. Yeah, Ari, you're funny. Sorry, Adam, I don't see. I can see why you pick on her, but go back and just read what you read. Try O'Halloran.
I was gonna actually mention that to him, but I mispronounce everything.
What did I say?
You said something really weird, to be honest, but I just let it go. I let it slide.
Indy O'Halloran.
Yeah.
From Wynyard. Happy birthday to you, Indy. Hello, CFM. Who's this?
What up?
Who is it?
What up, player? Hey, girl. Hey.
Happy birthday shout out.
Yeah, happy birthday to you.
Who's speaking?
Happy birthday
who's speaking,
to
please?
You.
Who's speaking?
Thank you.
Who is it?
Tess.
Tess, yeah. Happy birthday.
Hey, huge happy birthday, Tessa.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, I think we got to the bottom of it. Terry's chocolate orange is a perfectly fine Valentine's gift.
I mean, what is that for, Neil, now?
Mm.
Oh. I know.
I can't believe how many people actually know what the chocolate is.
I had to Google it.
Like, I'm shook. Like...
You and me both, girlfriend. You and me both. But trust, native flowers. I'm getting it. I'm getting it through his head.
Thank
native
you.
Hashtag team test.
Well, no matter what it is, it'll be a surprise now, won't it? Even if it is the chocolate orange, it'll be like, sure. Here.
But you
sure.
know what you're getting from Tessa, though? It's going to have to be chocolate orange.
Well, I was thinking that, but might have just given that away a little bit. Thanks, Ari.
Oh, God.
Just know you too well. Well, have a huge happy birthday.
Happy birthday from the Adam and Ari gang and all the coast. We've got to go to news.
All right, love, bye.
Love, bye.
Take it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
It is time to sing it. Okay, if you are ready, your vocal cords are warmed up. Get the number ready, 1-300-655-922. We're going to play you a verse, a little bit of a snippet of a song that we love. And if you can sing the chorus and you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Leading Edge Electronics. Go, Adam.
All right, here's our line.
Mama told me stop play all the games. Steady throwing dollars, expect to change. But every war ends the same.
And then what? 1-300-655-922 to give us the next bit.
Go again.
Mama told me stop play all the games. Steady throwing dollars, expect to change. But every war ends the same.
Oh.
Honestly, like, really breaks my heart when it doesn't continue playing.
1-300-655-922 to be a chorus king.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Take it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus kings.
Sing it.
Kayla from Flowerdale is on the line. Kayla, we don't know where Flowerdale is. Where's that?
It's just
Oh, wonderful. Lovely. Go, Kayla.
Lovely area out there. Nice, Kayla. All right, I'll give you the line, and after the line ends, you take it away, all right?
Right.
All right, here we go. Mama told me stop play all the games. Steady throwing
dollars, expect to change. But every war ends the same. Go, Kayla.
Can we just make love, not war?
Woohoo! Go, Kayla.
Go, Kayla.
And I think just for bonus kudos, can you give us a Jason Derulo?
Jason Derulo.
Oh, yes, she's earned it, Ari. She's earned it today.
Can you play the chorus in a little snippet right, so we're going to enjoy it together?
We'll double check with Jason. Make sure it's correct. Can we just make love? All together, Kayla.
Nakwa.
Oh, nice work, Kayla.
Well done, Kayla. You're in the draw to win that $50 voucher spent at Leading Edge Electronics. It's the only electronics and hobby store on the coast.
Thank you very much.
More than welcome. Hang there. We'll grab your details.
Thanks.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Speaking of making love, not war.
CFM's Micro Wedding.
Smooth,
thank
Adam.
You. Cheers.
All right, we're about to call another couple, Taylor and Ethan from Burnie. Now, they are a COVID couple, got together during the beginning of COVID. So we're going to give Taylor a call and I get to know their story and them a little bit better. So let's hope that they answer.
Hello.
Hello, is this Taylor?
Yes, it is.
Hello, it's CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you so excited? You're one of our top five finalists for our wedding giveaway.
I am very, very excited.
And you and Ethan are a COVID couple.
Yeah, we are. So, we started dating literally right as COVID started, so just when they were like, oh, we're going to start closing things down.
Yeah, so how has that been, dating during, trying to catch up and everything's being shut?
Yeah, so it was really, I got really lucky in the situation that I was in. So when we first started seeing each other, we'd been on a few dates, and then I started house-sitting for someone for a month, just before, anything, major had happened. And so he would come over and stay a few nights a week and stuff. And so we'd spent a lot of time together. And then when, COVID really happened, all the lockdown started to happen, I went through some complications with my family, where I was staying.
Yeah.
And so I moved back in with my mum, saw her. And then it just wasn't working for my job. I couldn't get back down to my job in my TAFE, my study.
Yeah.
And so his family took me in. So his family were like, you can come live with us. And that's fine. So they've taken me in, and so I've been living with them for a while now, ever since. So, yeah, it's been great.
And it's crazy that a COVID couple has now been together for 2 years. That's how long COVID's been going on.
I know.
It's terrible, isn't it, that it's gone on this long. It's just we're all getting comfortable with it now.
Yeah, getting used to it, I suppose. The new normal. It says in your write-up you two have matching tattoos. Was that before you met or after?
It was after. So we've both got plenty of tattoos, but him and his friends have this word that they made up. It's literally just out of the blue. It's this word that they all have as a collective thing. And they put it on Urban Dictionary as a joke between them all.
Yeah.
And then when we first all started dating, they use it heaps within the group. And so as a joke, and he's got it tattooed on his leg and a few of his friends have it. And so a little bit down the line, we were just like, oh, all right, I'm just going to get it. So as a joke, I went in the next time I got my tattoos done and I got it done, and they all found it hilarious.
Oh my God, you're one with the boys. That's so good. And they even made it into a word on Urban Dictionary. That's hilarious. Yeah.
That's how you know it's official, Ari.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly right.
So you're currently saving for a house, and obviously you're engaged.
Yeah, so back in August of last year, we went to Swansea. I had no idea. We got engaged. It was so exciting. You know, I'm only 20, which may seem really young to everybody else, but I don't want to say, when you know, you know.
Yeah, but when you do know, you definitely know.
Exactly, and it's like I've grown up, my whole life is, I've got, my siblings are 5 years and 7 years older than me, so I've always been around an older crowd, and it's, I'm comfortable in the situation that I'm in, but with us, we... in the foreseeable future, can't see planning a wedding. It's my dream to have, you know, my day all about me. But financially, in the housing situation that it is at the moment, first things first is to get our own place.
And yeah.
So we lack that needs to come first, so that we can find time and find the financial situation to actually do all that. So that is why this would mean so much to us.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, you could indeed be walking down the aisle at Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens, all provided by Pop-Up Weddings Tasmania, thanks to Bernie First National. It could be you walking down the aisle to Ethan, or, I mean, if Ethan wants, I guess he could walk down the aisle to you either way.
He might try that.
Are you going to have, like, if you were to win, would you have, like, a flower boy, like one of the boys from, like, the group with your matching tattoos and have a little bum bag and throw out roses?
Well, he might have to hold hands with my nephew, otherwise there could be a few tantrums, but it could definitely be an option.
Because I feel like that would be pretty funny.
One of them would definitely be up for it.
I would love to see this. Well, you can vote for Taylor and Ethan right now at cfmtaz.com.au. Is there anything else you want to tell the coast?
Thank you so much for I've got lots of family and up the coast, but thank you so much for everyone that's voted for us already. It has been absolutely amazing how much love that everyone's shown us, so I do really appreciate that. Thank you so much, everyone.
Aww. Awesome. Thank you, Taylor.
Well, good luck, Taylor.
Thank you.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning. We're into the 9 o'clock hour now, Ari.
Bring it on. Usually the sillies is about this time.
Yeah, you can hear it in Ari's voice. She's already starting to drop off. We're asking on our Facebook page at CFM Tasmania today for your back-to-school photos to celebrate back-to-school. Plus, you could win a little prize.
Yeah, family pass to Don River Railway. Mm. Did you get me to say that because you made a mistake this morning saying it?
Mm-hmm. Don River Railway. I can't remember what I said. Don River Railway, I said. Yeah. Or something like that.
So we've got a family pass, so two kids, two adults to go to Don River Railway. All you need to do is just post your back-to-school photos. Now, if you don't want to post, obviously, your kids going back to school, we totally understand that, but you can post what you're getting up to while your kids are at school.
Mm.
You know, a bit of a selfie of a drop-off of you being like, yes, bedtime.
Gangsta lean out the car window.
Yeah, that, or, you know, playing some tunes.
Yeah, with Snoop Dogg with a gangsta lean. Like, yeah, got the car to myself. dropped them off, player.
That family pass could be yours. We'll give it away tomorrow for Prize Giving Friday during our breakfast show.
Friday, live, showcasing local talent on the Northwest Coast.
Well, ease up, it's Thursday.
One more sleep before Friday, live and local, all thanks to Molly Malone's. Love local music every Saturday at Molly Malone's.
That's right. So we get a local artist usually in, but at the moment with everything with COVID, we're trying to get him over the phone. And mm-hmm. we play one of their songs. We like to showcase local talent and help them out by giving them a spot on the radio. We're also going to be putting up the interviews and the performances on the website soon.
Yeah.
All the past ones at cfmtaz.com.au. Also a spot there to submit yourself to be on Friday Live.
Yeah, if you'd like to participate, you know, showcase your own talent, feel free to get in contact with us. CFMTAS.com.au. Tomorrow, ads, Ruben Reeves.
Ruben Reeves.
Super excited about it.
Uh-huh. So he's going to be joining us. A little interview, and we'll play one of his songs, Ruben Reeves. No relation to Ruben Rodgers from the Wynyard area, but...
Actually, we might have to ask.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Just to be safe.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to give it away too soon.
Maybe. Do you know exactly what his response will be?
Who are you talking to me?
That'll be his response.
For sure, but we're super excited. So we'll be doing that after 7:30 tomorrow morning if you want to tune in for Friday Live and Local.
Up next, The Boss. No, it's not Jerry Shears. It's not a cut from his new solo album. It's Bruce Springsteen. They call him The Boss.
They actually?
That's his nickname, yeah.
Is it actually?
The Boss, Bruce
really?
Springsteen, yeah.
Honestly, thought you were talking about Fishy Boy.
Yeah, did you actually?
I was like, hang on. He's not on at 10 o'clock today. And then I was like, it's not even anywhere near 10 yet.
No, it's not a cut from his new solo album, I've Been to the Fishing Hole, But I've Never Been to Me. It's Bruce Springsteen, Dancing in the Dark, and it's next.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
That's Taylor Swift's dear friend, Ed Sheeran, on 107.7 CFM with Adam and Ari this morning.
Now, you're saying that because T-Swizzle and Ed are dropping a song tomorrow, yeah. I believe, the 11th of February.
Exciting.
So excited. Love both of them. It's going to be amazing.
Look, I love Swift. I've come to love her.
What about Ed?
I'm not sold on him just
yet.
What
do you mean?
He's all right. He's got a few all right ones.
Over Past Graffiti is such a good song. Look, and Shivers. Mm.
I just got a bit sick of Afterglow.
Oh, really?
But we haven't heard that for a while, so it's okay. I'm starting to warm back up to him.
Okay. Well,
Afterglow angered me.
Ed T Swizzle combo is going to be, it's going to be amazing. Tomorrow, I believe it's coming out.
Mm.
Also tomorrow, what's happening tomorrow, ads?
Well, you should know about this because you were at the launch party yesterday, partying with them.
Go
the
basketball.
The Sleepin' Style NWBU senior roster is on. It's proudly supported by Lion Nathan, Taz Freight and us here at CFM. We're proud sponsors.
So it's kicking off. The season has begun. It's been launched. I'm so excited.
Yes, Smithton is hosting La Trobe Demons at home. Penguin Blues take on Burnie Tigers. Devonport Warriors are home to Wynyard Wildcats, and Somerset Heat meet Ulverston Hoppers at home. Women tip off at 7 p.m, men at 8:30 p.m. It's the NWBU, the only game in town.
And you can follow NWBU on socials for all the latest.
I do love watching basketball.
I do enjoy it too. I wasn't huge fan. I mean, go sport. But then once we got involved with Thunder, I was just like, this is a vibe.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
It's actually really fun. And if you get a little corporate box, you get snacks.
Mm.
It's pretty good.
Plus, you secretly want a basketball boy. Collective Souls next on C.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
What's going on down there at the reception desk?
Nothing, why?
Call 1-300-655-922.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast done for another day. Ari, what are you up to tonight?
Oh my God, I'm so excited. The gals are getting together. We're going to go to see the sunflowers of Mount Noman.
Right.
I'm literally so excited because I spoke to Guy last week when you were not here, and I really wanted to go to the event, but it was a bit light for me. I was a little bit tired, but you know what? Just live a little this week. Tomorrow, I'm going to be tired.
You have a late night, aren't you?
I have. I had to prepare myself to go see the sunflowers, and I'm just seeing it all over Instagram and my Facebook feed at the moment of everyone enjoying it, and it just looks so beautiful. I need to witness it.
Mm.
The sunset, the sunflowers, being a sunny person that I am, it's going to be a vibe.
People will be like, which one's the sunflower? Which one's Ari? She's blended in. You're going to take some snaps for the CFM socials?
Oh, for sure.
Excellent.
For sure.
Keep an eye on the socials for that then.
I'm super excited.
All right. Takesha has your workday hits next. We'll be back tomorrow from 6. See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
There we go.
Thanks for listening.
There we go. The show. Happy Thursday, y'all.
Yeah, we're almost there, aren't we?
Almost there. Mm. Almost there.
You're going to have another late one tonight?
Yeah, I do. Like, I was thinking, it's going to be so late. I'm going to be so tired. But I do really, really want to just stand in the sunflowers because I think it'd be very therapeutic.
I think late ones on Thursday are okay.
Late ones on Thursday are okay.
Well, because you've only got Friday to do. The problem is on a Monday, Tuesday or Wednesday even, it builds up. Monday, the tiredness builds up over the week.
It 100%. Like, you know. This morning... man, I could have just slept.
You got to pace it for the marathon, you know?
Yeah.
We've got to do this for decades to come. So...
I know, sleep training is seriously a real thing. Yeah. Like, as soon as you have one late night, it's like, you're done. You yeah. are done for.
Because you can't
I
catch
actually
up.
Thought the other day, because I'm like, I need money. I thought, Staffer, I might actually start doing Ubering. Like, I might set it up and do Ubering. And I said, I think I said to Dylan, I was like, Staffer, I'm just going to do Ubering. Because we start so early on the weekend, I can just wake up like an hour earlier, you know. Just get up at 2 instead of 3 or whatever.
In the morning.
And then just Uber on a Friday, technically Saturday morning.
Yep.
For the Friday partiers. And then on Sunday. And then my sleep pattern wouldn't be wrecked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think it's a good idea or a bad idea? Imagine getting an Uber good. And it was me.
Yeah, and you've got an... The only real restriction, as far as I know, is you got to have a good enough car.
Yeah, my
your car's
nuts.
Good.
Yeah.
You're set.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon
but
it'd be
I'd
good.
Prefer to take the Cruiser. Wouldn't that be funny? If we could... I think you can get, because it's a van, I think you can, surely you can get seats.
Yeah, but I think Grand Broadcasters would be a bit mad, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I feel like that's probably not safe.
Well, they'd also be a bit
the public liability is probably too high.
Yeah, and CFM may be liable. I don't know how the law works.
No, but I mean responsible because I'm helping people get home.
Yeah, but you're also making money. With the company's car?
Yeah, okay, fair call. Okay, maybe not Uber, but it would be fun just for content.
Oh, definitely.
To do that. Maybe just, if it was just dropping them out instead of picking them up.
Might be okay if you do it for free.
Yeah, but I need money, so...
You know this place doesn't like us making money.
All lies.
Just joshing, please. Please don't sack me. Just a joke.
All lies, but yeah, I do need some money, so maybe Ubering is the way to go. Well, you'd have to, all the lists I give you. By the way, when are you on your full license?
3 days.
3 days?
Yeah, good reminder.
Oh, my God, get
actually,
out.
I do have to go in and renew the license, so that's
get
a good reminder.
Out.
Yeah, I've got a lot coming up. I'm already broke. I've got Reggio. I've got to pay for that.
You've got dinner at, where are you going
Mrs.
on Sunday?
Jones.
That's going to be flash. The dumplings are so good.
Yeah.
You're going to get dumplings.
I don't know. It's a
the
seafood restaurant, isn't it?
Too.
I'm a big seafood.
No,
isn't it? I looked at their menu. It seemed a lot of seafood.
Yeah,
and it is right on the beach,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, there is a bit. Yeah. It's delicious, though.
Mm.
The dessert's also really yummy.
Mm.
I can't even remember what I got last time.
Mm.
Oh, everything's delicious. Very fancy. Very nice. Feels like you're not really in Devonport up there, which is cool. Yes! There you go. It is very fancy.
Yeah, well, that's
so that'd be fun. Mm. That's for Tess's birthday.
Yep.
That's today.
Yep.
Happy birthday,
Happy
girlfriend.
Birthday. You've got a fancy Friday outfit ready for tomorrow, or did you wear it when I wasn't in? You didn't.
Did not.
The Friday before I was here fancified, but that's only because I didn't know you weren't coming in.
Yeah, because obviously I was going through some stuff, so I wasn't in. Yeah, I do have an outfit for Fancy Friday, if I remember to put it on or not. Who knows?
Tune in to find out tomorrow morning from 6.